So what I want to do now is to try to look at some of the causes of obesity in our populations to try to identify key things that we can suggest could address these issues. So I'm going to touch on a number of factors to do with the causes of obesity. We sometimes call this the etiology. This is the causes of obesity. I'm going to mention genetics. I'm going to talk about our metabolism, our macronutrient balance, that is the type of food that we eat, dietary factors. I'm going to hint at appetite control. Food choice and eating patterns are important. Psychological factors are very important, but we don't understand them very much. And I'm going to talk about physical inactivity at the end. Now, any explanation of obesity has to rely on something that we call the energy balance equation. Energy balance is energy intake minus energy expenditure, and that results in a change in body stores. Now, this is an important equation, so I want to explain this in a bit more detail. Energy intake is the food that you eat, because the food that you eat provides you with energy. So that's on the left-hand side of this equation. Energy expenditure is the energy that you burn off. So if you eat more than you burn off, you put on weight. And if you do the opposite, if you eat less than you burn off, you will lose weight. That's the energy balance equation. It's a fairly simple concept, but it's an important one for obesity, because any explanation of obesity has to rely on this energy balance equation. So when we're looking at causes of obesity in a population, we have to look at whether people are eating too much or not doing enough exercise. Very simple. But the reasons why people eat too much or don't do enough exercise can sometimes be quite complex, and that's what we need to find out. So the first thing is to look at genes, and there's a lot of debate about whether obesity is due to genes or lifestyle. Now, I'm not going to use this system. I think I'm just going to rely on show of hands. So I'd like to ask you before we start what you think about whether obesity is a result of genes or lifestyle. Your choices are A, it's mostly due to our genes. B, it's nothing to do with our genes. It's all about lifestyle. C, it's mainly about lifestyle, but there may be some influence of genes. And D, it's mainly about genes, but lifestyle might affect it a bit. You're very good. How many people would agree with C? Well, you know the answer now. Okay, the answer is C. It's mainly about lifestyle, but there may be some influence of genes. Now, I'm quite impressed about that, because some people would tend to think that genes don't have anything to do with it. So you've obviously heard something about genes being involved. So let me try to explain how genes are involved in risk of obesity. So when we're looking at obesity, we have to consider both genetic and environmental factors. And in terms of genetic factors, you can have one of two situations. Either you can have a situation where a condition is monogenic. That means that you have a mutation in one gene, and a mutation in one gene is enough to cause a disease. In this case, we're saying obesity. Now, in reality, this is very, very rare for obesity to be caused by a mutation in one gene. Very rare indeed. So in a population, monogenic syndromes are not the cause of obesity. They are in a few very, very isolated cases. I'll give you an example a bit later. But that's not the general explanation of obesity. The other situation is that obesity could be a polygenic disorder. In other words, it is determined by a large number of genes, not just one gene. And we call that large number of genes susceptibility genes. And the idea is that a large number of genes can increase your risk for obesity, but they don't necessarily cause it. We sometimes say that obesity is the result of an adverse environment on a susceptible genotype. In other words, you might have some susceptibility genes, but they only become active, they only come into operation when you put yourself in an adverse environment. And we might think of an adverse environment as just having too much food on offer being thrown at you, or an environment where you're not given the opportunity to do enough exercise. So that's an important point, that obesity is the result of an adverse environment working on a susceptible genotype. And I think the environment part of it is very important, because food intake, lack of exercise, cultural factors have a huge impact on your original genetic makeup. And it's very important to remember that the prevalence of obesity in the UK has tripled in just 20 to 30 years, but our genes haven't changed in that time. So genes can only account for so much of the risk. The rest is about environment.